comrades, brothers, and sisters. I write to you this day to greet you at the opening of Long Distance Revolutionary in, of all places, Temple University, the heart of Philadelphia, a place where I used to sell, as a teenager, copies of the Black Panther newspaper. That was then. We are now at a new phase of this struggle. Due to your work, I am no longer on death row. I'm on what I call slow death row. A new place, yes, but more importantly, a new phase of the struggle for freedom. The challenge before us is not to say that which is easy to say. It is to build the movement that makes freedom not only possible, but inevitable. This, I am convinced, we can do. We have more than enough tools to reach and touch others, more than enough to build this movement, more than enough to break free from the shackles and chains of legalized bondage. Let us do so. Join us. Build a movement that shakes the earth. Think about this. What the system has done isn't about me. It's about you. They want to destroy, weaken, or scare you off. They want to stop you from organizing, from building, from being. That's because you are all examples of resistance. You are all examples of the simple power of people saying no. Never underestimate that power. So say no to the death penalty. Say no to slow death row. Say no to the prison industrial complex. Back in September, I told you all that we are the people. We are the people that can roll back mass incarceration. We are the people that can roll back the growth and abolish solitary confinement. We are the people that can change the world as it is to the world that we need to come into being. Join us. Build the movement. On the move. Long live John Africa and long live the struggle to bring change. I love you all. This is your brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.